here's a story from The World.
Unemployment benefits in limbo, stimulus funds uncertain. The $600 checks are finally heading to people's bank accounts. But for many people in the United States, it's been a messy road to pandemic relief. As The World's Ilana Gordon reports, the U.S. experience is pretty unusual compared to many other high-income countries.
Since the start of the pandemic, Werner Eichhorst has been tracking government policies across about a dozen higher-income countries in Europe, plus Canada and the U.S. It's been tricky.
Sometimes even the national experts that we have been talking to, they were not fully aware of some of the details and the complexities.
The pandemic has prompted countries to react fast. Eichhorst is an economist at the IZA Institute of Labor Economics in Bonn, Germany. He's been working with a group of researchers from different countries to figure out what exactly is going on. They've documented some really clear trends across Europe.
All countries have made their unemployment benefit systems more generous during the crisis in terms of levels or in terms of duration or in terms of the ease of getting access to those benefits.
This broadening of the social safety net in Europe is not lost on Reggie Williams, an international health researcher at the Commonwealth Fund in New York.
You have Spain experimenting with a form of universal basic income. In Italy, you see mortgage and rent suspensions. France, they've even taken the opportunity to bring it to healthcare and expanding some of their healthcare and health insurance benefits.
Countries are also building up something relatively new, partial unemployment benefits. Again, Eichhorst.
So that the employer does not have to dismiss the worker while he is not in a position to, let's say, pay for the full-time regular wage.
In other words, companies keep workers employed even when they have to scale back. And then when people's hours are reduced, the government kicks in with partial unemployment benefits to help make up for those lost wages.
These work-sharing arrangements have become so popular because they, of course, they can avoid or postpone unemployment.
You see countries like France, Germany, and the UK providing around 70 to 80% of lost wages for these workers that otherwise wouldn't be getting paid.
But Williams and Eichhorst both say one thing is even more clear. In comparison, the U.S. stands out like a sore thumb.
Compared to the situation in Europe, the U.S. looks like an outlier.
It's been an outlier from the beginning.
In terms of a massive increase in unemployment and a very minor role of these work sharing arrangements.
When you look at some of the wraparound services and benefits, focusing on housing, food, access to other supports and services, we just haven't had that same type of federal response in the United States.
Williams says this means that overall, people in the U.S. are struggling more than people in Europe. He's been conducting international surveys and found something else that stands out. It's the added financial burden of healthcare in America, which can be dangerous.
It's really stunning. Over half of U.S. adults with lower incomes do not get the needed care because it's too costly. 50% of lower income adults skip doctor's visits, did not get recommended tests or treatment, did not seek follow-up care, did not get prescriptions filled. And you only see that at low percentages in other countries, at 12 or 15% in Germany, UK, Norway, or France.
Williams says as a result, income disparities are far greater in the U.S. They're becoming more pronounced now and are undermining efforts to control the pandemic. He says the latest round of COVID relief could be a positive step. But what gives him hope is what can be learned from these other countries. For The World, I'm Ilana Gordon.